I'm by my desk about to study for psychology, and I thought, why not record this before I start studying, because tomorrow is Monday and I have to upload. Yeah, so I wanted to speak on a topic that's been on my mind for a very long time, but I didn't really think that it was of importance, you know. But then I was like, you know what, I don't know, let me just speak on it, because it's something that I do feel and have felt for a long time, you know. I wonder, it sounds like I'm whispering, but I'm actually not. My voice is actually really tired. My voice is tired, and yeah. So today's topic is, I don't want to say loneliness, but being a loner. Does that even make sense? Please make that make sense. Make it make sense. So I've always considered myself a loner. Not because I don't have friends or, you know, don't hang out with people. But in terms of my mind, I feel like I'm so alone in my head. Does that even make sense? I don't know, guys. I don't even know if I'm making sense or not. But I just feel like I'm so alone in my head in terms of the things that I want to achieve, in terms of, you know, my thoughts, actually. My thoughts are just, I don't know. I don't even know how to explain this. I have no idea. This is like, I didn't even prepare for this. This is just off my head. I'm speaking off my head right now. And I have been a loner for a very long time, even though I do have friends. And I don't know if it's just me. Maybe, I don't know. I don't know if there are people that are like me that have people that they're friends with and hang out with, but still feel like alone, you know. But then I don't think it's a bad thing. I don't consider being a loner a bad thing, because for me it's really kept me in line with the things that I actually want to achieve in life, because, you know, I don't suffer from FOMO, which is the fear of missing out. I don't think I suffer with FOMO because I don't know. I just know what I want and where I'm going in life, you know. So sometimes fun things pass me and I'm okay with it. Obviously, in the moment, I'm a little upset, like, ugh, I kind of wish I was there, or it kind of sucks, or whatever. But then I'm the type of person that always, like, thinks of the bigger picture and just say to myself, you know what, Nicole, it's okay, you can make sacrifices like that, you know. But sometimes I think to myself, like, is it even going to be worth it at the end, you know? This is just me sharing my thoughts, by the way. This is not me giving advice or anything on this episode. It's just me sharing my thoughts on this and the things that I think of, you know. Like, sometimes I just think, Uti, is it even going to be worth it in the end? The amount of sacrifices that I've been making since high school, the events that I've missed and all of that, you know, the fun things, well, people my age would consider it fun, but I don't consider it fun. And that's another thing. I feel like why it is difficult for me to make genuine friendships and make genuine connections with people, it's not because I'm not good at socializing. It's just me always, you know, backing away from the friendship or whatever, because I feel like it's just not for me, you know. I feel like I am that thin line between being an introvert and an extrovert, because I wouldn't consider myself being an introvert. I wouldn't consider myself being an extrovert. I'm literally just in the middle. I'm literally just in the middle, because I want to say that, like, I've never been clubbing or anything, or groove vibes, you know. I've never been, but like, it's not something that I would want to go to, or like, you know. I don't even know if that makes sense. Like, and I feel like most of the people here at varsity, you know, that's what they've been looking forward to since they got out of high school, you know. And that's what they're looking forward to, you know, that freedom of being able to go out, have fun and stuff like that. But I feel like I don't consider that fun for me, even though I don't know what clubbing feels like. But I don't think I'd consider it fun. Like, for me, fun is like going on a coffee date, going on picnics, going to watch a movie, listening to music. You know, that's fun for me. Or actually, like, hiking, like, adventurous things. That's fun for me, you know. And I think that's one of the reasons why it's really difficult to make friends, like, in university. Because all people want to do, well, most people want to do, is just groove, guys. And there's nothing wrong with that, yeah? There's nothing wrong with that. It's just that, for me, it's not what I would personally want to, you know, do. Like, I've had a few people, like, approach me and invite me to go out clubbing and, you know, with them, you know. And for me, it's not that whatever, but it's just like I'll think about it. Well, I'm actually not gonna think about it. I'm just gonna come back here to my room, come drink some coffee and do some work. You know, I don't know. I don't know if that makes me a boring person. I don't know if people would consider me a boring person. I don't think I'm boring. I don't think I'm boring. But yeah, and sometimes it can, it does get to me. Uti, am I boring? Like, why don't I enjoy these things? Oh, I haven't even experienced them yet, so I wouldn't even know if I enjoy them or not. But I don't think I'm willing to put myself out there to actually try doing these things and stuff, you know. I don't know. Yeah, it's just something that was on my mind, and I thought, you know, let me just speak about it, because maybe there's someone out there that's also in university and also feels the same way, you know. And I don't want them to feel alone, because it does get lonely. For me, I don't struggle with loneliness, because for me, I think about it and see it as a blessing in disguise. Because when you're alone, you get to learn more about yourself, you get to connect better with and create a better relationship with God, and you just get to better yourself. You just get to better yourself in every way possible, academically, emotionally, physically. You can go to the gym if you like going to the gym. You can do yoga, you can do meditation, you can just do the things that you love, you know. And yeah, I don't know. But there's nothing wrong with doing it with people, you know. But I am a person that actually loves promoting individuality in relationships, not just, you know, romantic relationships. I mean, like, relationships, any kind of relationship, you know. And yeah. Also, I am so rude. I did not greet you guys. I just jumped right into it. So, what's up, Bola? Hope you guys are good. And you're ready for the week. And, yeah. As I said, I am about to study. I'm just, you know, resetting and getting myself back into the working mood. Because it is going to be quite a hectic week for me. And yeah, if you hear a door slamming, that's my floor. And yeah, I think that's it for today's episode. It wasn't really a structured episode. It was kind of just me sharing my thoughts on something that has been wandering in my mind for a while. And it wasn't really in depth or anything. It was just a very vague explanation of lonerism. I think that should be a word. I think that should be a word. Lonerism. I think that should be a word. But yeah. But anyways, I hope you all are good. Did I already say that? I already said that. I already said that. Yeah, let me get back to work. Let me get back to work and you guys enjoy the rest of your week. Bye, y'all.